Religion is an important part of life for commentator Reynolds Price, but it has been a long time since he has chosen to worship within the walls of a church.
Country and small town churches were important to my family always, as they were to me on into manhood. But when I finished my undergraduate years at Duke, with its vaulting chapel, and left for 3 years of further study in England, I found myself withdrawing from public worship, except for weddings and funerals. There was certainly no lack of magnificent cathedrals and churches in Britain. No, what was working in me, I think, was a half-conscious reaction to a delayed admission that the Christian churches of my native region were mired to the eyes in the ancient and alarmingly vital brand of racism that in those days seemed peculiar to the states of the old Confederacy. Nothing in America then was whiter than the churches of my youth. Even today, 40 years after my withdrawal, it remains largely correct to say that no hour in the South, and in most of the country as I now know, is more segregated than 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Yet it's worth recalling what I only realized after my withdrawal. Like many Americans, I deduced my racial qualms to a large extent from what the church had taught me of the ethics of the Hebrew prophets and Jesus. What I never lost in these years of withdrawal is a rock-ribbed sense that I, like all the world, am the willed creation of a single power whom I and most Americans think of as God. I've also persisted in an early ingrained belief that the man Jesus bore a unique relation to the Creator, a relation which continues to offer me and millions of others both light and meaning. But when I've occasionally felt a need to give myself another chance at organized worship, I've been repelled again by my old qualms and a few strong new ones. I can't help noticing that the mainline white churches of America are still, speaking generally now, among the strongest bastions of intolerance and lethal self-righteousness. An hour of fiddling with the radio or TV on a Sunday morning can be a chilling experience in hearing the voices of hate and fear pour out of buildings that claim to be founded in mercy and trust, buildings situated everywhere from the poor side of town to the gilded suburbs. The flaw in my logic is obvious. Anyone who's repelled by normal human failings, however awful, might best combat them by working for change from the inside out, from the core of the problem in those numerous minds who nonetheless bring themselves regularly into what they think of as the presence of God. I confess the grave flaw, but still, when I've tried to swallow my scruples and find a church, I'm invariably confronted by this fairly new American phenomenon, the church as country club. I attend in the hope of quiet engagement with the mystery of the world and my fellows, and I'm met with invitations to join what amounts to a social club, the men's encounter group, the potluck supper, the boys and girls soccer team, the choir, the seniors' trip to Israel or Rock City. I'm certain that a careful search would find me a place where communal worship was possible without a social calendar. But by now, I'm set in a four-decade habit. I'm even convinced that my lone Sunday mornings are more than a habit. They fill a profound need in my by no means exotic nature. Again, a need for private engagement with ultimate mystery. The rest of my week, I plow my worship into writing my books, teaching my students, and living with friends and enemies in whatever decency I can muster, which is not enough. Am I bound for hell in a swift handbasket? Many think so. But sure as I am of a lifetime's errors, I never feel more deeply at home on this blue planet, in the whole universe, than in those solitary moments, trying to face the mind of God in a grove of trees.
Novelist Reynolds Price lives in Durham, North Carolina, and teaches English at Duke University.